Aleph Shabbat, Thursday the 17th of January, Rabbi Mendy Richman, Ribbis versus Presents.
Good morning, everybody. Disclaimer about this shiur today. Ribbis is a huge subject, and I've heard that there have been other Magidei Shiurim who have given shiurim about ribbis here on this shtender. And today we'll discuss one very small point, which could be negiah to people day in, day out, or they could come across these cases. And people shouldn't compare one case to another, because not every case is the same. The pasuk in Mishlei says, Chacham leiv yikach mitzvahs. A chacham, a clever person at heart, he takes for himself mitzvahs. The Medrash in this week's parasha brings that who is the chacham leiv, who is this clever person that's yikach mitzvahs? This is Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? What's special about Moshe Rabbeinu? Because in the beginning of this week's parasha, whilst the rest of Klal Yisrael were busy going round to all the Mitzrayim, to all the Egyptians, getting gold and silver, kli kesef, kli zav, smolos, all different clothing and borrowing or taking all different items from the Egyptians, Moshe Rabbeinu was busy doing something else. What was Moshe Rabbeinu doing? The pasuk says, "V'yikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imay." Moshe was busy with the atzmos of Yosef, with kvura of Yosef Atzadik. Says the Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu, he's a chacham leif, he's a clever person who's busy doing mitzvahs, whilst everyone else is busy doing other things, he is busy doing mitzvahs. And therefore, says the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu was zeichat something very special that other people weren't zeichat to, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoide v'atzmai was osik in his kvura, buried him, and he didn't have to go through any regular kvura like other people. I once heard from Reb Chaim Kaufman, he asked that the Medrash makes out like Moshe Rabbeinu was doing a very good thing, and the rest of Klal Yisrael, so to say, weren't doing such a good thing. But Klal Yisrael were also doing a mitzvah. This going round to all the Mitzrayim getting money wasn't just because they wanted money, it was because Moshe Rabbeinu had told them previously that every person should go to their neighbor, to the Mitzri, go take money, and they were doing a mitzvah that Moshe Rabbeinu had instructed them to do. So what's so special about Moshe Rabbeinu that Chacham Leiv Yikach Mitzvahs over the rest of Klal Yisrael? So he answered that the Zohar Kodesh explains a general klal for all mitzvahs is that when a person has a choice that he can do two mitzvahs, and he can either do a mitzvah for free without spending money, or he can do a mitzvah by spending money on that mitzvah, it's always considered more choshev to spend money on that mitzvah. For example, when it comes to buying a lulav and esrog, dalad minim, so there are two ways one can do it. I can either go on Tzom Gedalia as soon as the shop opens, as soon as the dalad minim market opens, and you can go and you can pick up an esrog, pick up a lulav, pay the top price that the dealer is asking for the price, pay for it. And that, says the Kodesh, is a very choshev way of being mekayem mitzvah, because spending money on a mitzvah is very choshev. Whereas you have some people that they wait till the last day, till it's Erev Sukkos, and the merchant is happy to get rid of his lulavim and esrogim, adasim, arovas, for whatever price they're going for, and he pays basically nothing, and he's shaking the same lulav and esrog as the guy that bought it on Tzom Gedalia. But it's considered much more choshev, says the Zohar, to spend money on a mitzvah. Explained Reb Chaim Kaufman that the same is true about Moshe Rabbeinu. It's true that Klal Yisrael were busy doing a mitzvah. What was their mitzvah? Their mitzvah was to go around getting rich. Imagine you have a mitzvah, everyone go, now you have a chance, 24 hours, matching campaign, everyone can go get as much money as they can, and you can keep that money. So that, it's a very chash of a mitzvah. But that mitzvah is going to get money. Moshe Rabbeinu, on the back of that, went and was osik in a mitzvah, and he gave up all those chances he had to become rich, to get kesef, to get zav, and he was busy with Atzmos Yosef. Says the Medrash, Chacham leiv yikach mitzvahs, a clever person is someone who measures mitzvah for mitzvah and sees that there's a mitzvah here which I can give up so much money for the sake of the Rebbein Shem to do a mitzvah, and that makes the mitzvah so much more chashuv. When we speak about the issa of ribbis, of taking interest, there's two sides to this coin. There's one side of the coin that everyone knows about, that when someone borrows money from someone, he borrows £1,000 from his friend. So if he has to start paying back on top of that £1,000 interest, a percentage every month, or a fixed price, £100 for that £1,000, the interest eats him up. And it's a very terrible thing on the loiva. And that's why the Torah asked it. The Torah said, don't put the loiva, don't put the borrower in this position that he's always strapped for money. And besides the money that he has to pay you back, he has to start giving you a whole load of extra money. That's a very terrible thing for the loiva. There's also another side to this. And that is from the malva's perspective. The malva is the lender. I go and I lend someone £500. So now when I go do a mitzvah, I can either do that mitzvah for free, without wanting anything back, or I can do a mitzvah and I can demand something back for that mitzvah. It says Rabbeinu Bechaya that when someone lends out money, the Torah wants him to lend out money purely. His lashon is, Tia halva chesed, the halva that you do should be a pure chesed, a pure kindness. Leititol mimenu tiyales kavod, veloitiyales momen. Person, when he lends out money, he shouldn't look for the kavod back, and he shouldn't look for money back. The Gemara says that if I lend someone £500, and that person now, when he sees me in the morning, he feels, hey, this guy lent me money yesterday, I have to respect him a bit. And he gives me a nice good morning. And we've never greeted each other before. But because I've lent him money, he feels that he owes me something. So he comes back to me and he says, oh, good morning, how are you? Says the Gemara, that is asa. It's such a funny thing. Why should the Gemara ask just someone to say good morning to someone else? The Torah understands, or Chazal understood, that when someone does a mitzvah of chesed and he lends out money, it should be a pure mitzvah. That mitzvah should be with no ulterior motives, no motives of he'll gain respect back, or he'll gain monetary value back. It should be a mitzvah purely for the sake of doing a mitzvah. The middah that we learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. Just some background information. The issa of ribus min atira, of paying interest, is only when the interest is fixed. That means if someone lends out money, he lends out £1,000, and he fixes an interest, he says that besides this £1,000, in the terms of the contract is written, every month you'll have to pay 1%, 2% on top of the loan. That is a fixed interest, and that is osa min atira. That issa is on the lender, on the borrower, on the guarantors, on anyone that signs on this loan, on the lawyer. Everyone involved in this loan is over this issa. What we are talking about today is a case where there was a loan, and sometimes it doesn't have to be big loans or big amounts of money. It could be a loan that someone is learning with his chavrusa in the morning, and at the end of learning he realizes he needs to go buy himself some lunch on his way to work, and he says, can you lend me £10? So chavrusa says, no problem, here's £10. Obviously, he doesn't fix any interest to that £10, and he's happy to give it purely for the sake of a mitzvah. However, the borrower who takes his £10 is now subject to be careful about certain halachas, presumably. And that is that if the next day he decides, when he gives back the £10, I'm going to give you, here, take £15, or take £12, he's not allowed to do that. And that is the issa of ribis rabbanon, giving ribis, which comes off a loan, even though you never fixed it at the time of the loan. I'd like to ask a question. I'd like to get people to think about what the answer could be. Someone borrows money from someone. He borrows, let's talk about a medium amount. He borrows £100 from someone. He needs the £100 for whatever it is. He needs to pay a teacher, a rebbe. He needs to for the end of the week. He's short £100. So he goes over to his friend one morning and he says, his neighbor, and he says, can I borrow £100 from you? The neighbor says, sure, here's the £100. Comes Erev Shabbos, and he's thinking about it, saying, hey, my neighbor did me a big favor this week. I was in a time of need. He lent me £100. I want to send him for Shabbos something small, maybe a box of chocolates, a bottle of wine. Just, I was in that time of need, and he helped me out. So you say to him, that's interest. He gave you £100. You're giving back £100 plus a bottle of wine. So he says, no, this bottle of wine, this is not interest. This is a present. I'm allowed to give someone a present. He's a nice guy, only nice people lend out money, and I feel that this person is a very nice person, and I want to send him in something for Shabbos to show that I appreciate that he's a nice person. Is he allowed to do this, or is he not allowed to do this?
Question. Has he repaid the loan already?
He has not repaid the loan. Yeah. After repaying the loan, the halachas get slightly easier. It makes a difference if he's repaid back the loan. After someone's repaid back the loan, then we don't have to necessarily connect everything. Oh, but if he doesn't mention anything, then no one will ever know.
The sure is, he did me a favor, I
Right, so after the loan, we'd have to discuss. But here we're talking about during the loan where everything's still in the air. Shlachmanas, good question, Shlachmanas, coming up to Purim soon. Someone lends you money, you want to send them Shlachmanas. So the pure halacha is no, but we'll see that maybe there are certain cases that you would be allowed to.
Can you say thank you?
Oh, good question. You're not supposed to say thank you. The poskim say that just the word thank you would be allowed because it's like a shigras halachon. Like, people don't even think when they say thank you. It's like, hi, bye, thank you. It's not. But to give an extended thanks and praise to the most amazing, wonderful person, thank you so much for the loan, that is not allowed. So I'd like to bring out that giving a present is not allowed. Giving a present, stum, even though you don't mention that it's to do with the loan. And even though when I ask you, why are you giving this present to your lender, why are you giving him this present, you say it's for a present, it's a matana, that, mistam, would not be allowed. And I have a raya for this, and that is the Gemara says a din, which is paskin din alacha, amashmol, talmidei chachamim, mitorim no voizeh mizeh berivis. Talmidei chachamim, we're talking about Rabbi Yashav, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, and one wants to lend out the other one, and the other one wants to give back extra. Then the Gemara says they are allowed to do that. Talmidei Chachamim are allowed. Says the Gemara, why is Talmidei Chachamim allowed? Suddenly they're excluded from all the halachos of the Torah. We don't find that. My Tama. Says the Gemara, Meidi Yodi Ribis Asura. They know that Ribis is Asa. Matanahu Di Yovi. They are giving a present.
But the other people who see it will get confused and think it's allowed.
Oh, so the Ramah Paskins, that even Talmidei Chachamim shouldn't do this as an active thing day in, day out, because people shouldn't learn from them. But we're talking about on a one-off case that they feel that one wants to give a present to the other guy, he's allowed to. So the Sefer HaTrumas asks, what's going on here? What? They know that Rivas is Osa and therefore they're giving a present. Every child knows that if you borrow money, you're not allowed to give back extra. What's special? What makes these Talmidei Chachamim so great? So he explains that it's Pasha, that the Gemara doesn't mean simply that they know that there's an Issa of Rivas, that you're not allowed to give back interest. He says, Talmidei Chachamim, they can fine-tune their actions and their mind that when they give someone a present after a loan, they're giving it the mechila gemura, believe shalom, or beloy harama, without any sort of, you know, pretending and for the loan. And he says, this is only b'talmidei chachamim mu'atim, very few talmidei chachamim, shem gedoylim b'chachma v'yirashamayim. They are big in chachma, yirashamayim, and they can define their actions so closely that when we are now going to give a present to someone, it's going to be, when it comes permanent, I'm going to give this, my lender, Shlachmanas, I'm giving it purely because of Shlachmanas, and I'm not giving it because of the loan at all. From this we see that this, what we want to suggest by regular people, is not an option. It's only with Talmidei Chachamim, who are G'doylim B'chachma V'Yerushimayim, they can fine-tune their mind and their heart to say that when we give something to someone, it's totally unrelated to the loan that they've given us previously.
Would they have given it, not for the loan?
Huh?
Would they have given it, not for the loan?
So everyone's going to say that I would have given it if not for the loan. The question is, was it true? He's saying, when a person wants to give a present, he says, I'm not giving it for the loan. Why am I giving it? I'm giving it because I sat with this guy in a meeting. He's nice to me. I feel like now he's a nice person. And now I want to give him a present. The Gemara says that what's ribis that's asa? Aga nata. Which means that you're paying for the fact that he's given you 3 weeks to use his money, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. That's why percentages normally work per week, per month. So this is not aganata, essentially. I'm not paying for. I say that if he would have lent me the money and given me, even for 10 minutes, I also would have given the present, maybe. But we still say that just to give a present after the loan is generally not allowed. Except if you're a Talmud Chacham.
Can I express your thanks to somebody?
Good question. So we started at the beginning of the show, we said over Rabbeinu Bechaya that people often look at rivers and say, it's not nice, it's not menschlichkeit, that I can't say thank you to someone. But really, the Torah is not coming to teach us bad middos, it's to teach us the good middos of the lender. That when the lender gives something, he shouldn't be looking, well, why do we feel always the need to thank people? So obviously there's a middah of akara satoiv, but often when someone does a chesed, he also needs something back. He's not happy just to do a chesed and then go home. He wants people to respect him for it, talk about it. And the mitzvah of alva, as the Torah says, the Chofetz Chaim says that the biggest mitzvah of tzedakah that exists, bigger than tzedakah, is to lend someone money. Someone's in a time of need. Before he gets to that desperation where he has to go collecting for money, if you give him a loan which can put him back on his feet, That's a huge mitzvah. So do that mitzvah, do it totally l'shem shemayim. Don't ask for respect back, don't ask for kavod back. Yeah.
The only trouble is, if you don't say thank you, it's insulting. And the person will not lend to anybody else. If you lend to somebody, look, he didn't even say thank you to me. And it can have a bad effect later on. Therefore, thank you should be allowed.
It would be negative.
Yeah. People say that they say to the malva, you know that if the halacha would allow it, then I would say thank you.
There is actually, talking on this subject, there is a way. Oh, so there is a way, there are ways of doing it. For example, you give someone a loan of £1,000 and he needed it obviously for a particular need. He needed to pay his school fees for his children and he needed to pay by the end of the week. He had no money, asked you for £1,000. He could come back to you and say, the loan you gave me was an immense help. It helped me pay my school fees. That was a great help. He hasn't said thank you to you. He's explained to you the goodness that you've done and that is allowed. And that will hopefully make you feel better. The person hasn't been rude, but at the same time, he hasn't said thank you. So from what we've said till now is that giving a present is somehow always asa. However, obviously, like people have mentioned, there are times when it has to be allowed, and this is called in the lashon of the poskim, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, is rogil, someone who's rogil, neighbors, friends, family. People who have to do with each other anyway. And now there comes a loan can't just delete their whole relationship. And when they give a present, we don't always know if it's because of the loan or because of their previous relationship. I'll give an example. Someone who borrows money from his father, let's say, from his parents, and it comes to Shabbos, and he wants to send flowers to his parents for Shabbos. So, now, has he ever sent flowers to his parents for Shabbos before? Let's hope that yes. So he has sent them before. So he sent him flowers for Shabbos. So here, if he sends him flowers for Shabbos, then it doesn't necessarily show that it's because of the loan, because he sent him flowers for Shabbos before. So even though the father has actually lent him this week or last week £500, when he sends him the flowers for Shabbos now, that doesn't have to be because of the loan. It could be because it's his parents, and he's rogil, it's general for him to send him flowers for Shabbos.
So he's not allowed to send a bigger bunch.
So it's very hard to see what. However, what would be asa is if he would write in the note, the mommy, thank you for having me for Shabbos, and thank you so much for the loan that you gave me this week. So that would make it asa. Because then you have shown that these flowers are not flowers for Shabbos, they're flowers for a loan. So you've changed something which is mutter to give, and you've turned it into something which is asa to give. There's another exclusion to this. And that is, even if you have two people who are friendly with each other, two people who have a lot to do with each other, and they're happy to do favors for each other. However, the poskim say, Tosfos says, that something which is in a public forum, very public, and people see and people talk about it, then you wouldn't be allowed to do, even if you're friendly. Let me explain. Someone learns with the chavrusa every morning, and they're friendly with each other, and they do favors for each other often. This one will borrow his chavrusa's car. This one will send in a cake for Shabbos to the other one. They do favors for each other. They have a relationship. And then one day, one chavrusa lends the other chavrusa £100. So now this chavrusa is sort of owes his chavrusa, his lender, £100. And they go to shul the next morning, and he sees out of the corner of his eye that in his minion, his chavrusa is doubling in the same minion. The aliyahs are being sold, £2, £5, £10. He buys the aliyahs, the borrower buys the aliyahs, and he wants to be mechabed his chavrusa with an aliyah. So he wants to give him an aliyah. So is he allowed to give him an aliyah? Says the mashal, the shach brings it, that no, he cannot give him an aliyah. Because an aliyah, a kibud in shul, is a public thing. And the mashal says people talk about it, people are busy, and people generally don't know how friendly two people are with each other. So they see that Reuven by Shimon and Aliyah, say, Reuven by Shimon and Aliyah, he obviously did something for him, not stunned buying him Aliyah, he obviously owes him for something. And that, because the reason there is over here a loan involved, that would be asa. It's a very interesting shayla in the poskim, and that is, what happens if this case happened? That was actually a story once in Belz on Rosh Hashanah that they sold aliyahs, and there they don't sell for £5 or £10, they sell for serious money on Rosh Hashanah. And there was a certain guy, a rich man, who had lent one of the moisters a huge sum of money. A huge sum of money, but it was purely a loan. It wasn't a donation. He had lent one of the moisters a big loan. So the manal of this, of that chelek, the one that runs that part of the moisters, let's say it was the Talmud Torah, he bought for this rich man psicha on Rosh Hashanah and bells. Psicha on Rosh Hashanah wasn't stam. And anyway, after they bought it, the Gabon were talking about it. Someone like asked Vosepas, how come you're buying him such a big aliyah? He said, what do you mean? A few weeks ago, he gave us a loan. Mamsh, the moisture, it would have had to close down if not for his loan. It was such a big help. So they ran over, before they sold aliyahs, and they ran over to Rav, one of the Motzim in Belz, and they said, we don't know what to do. This is what just happened. 3 weeks ago, there was a huge loan. And now, the borrower bought the lender an aliyah, a kibbutz. What should we do?
It's public,
but even public is not allowed to give ribbis back. There is a heter we find sometimes of tzedakah, that tzedakah, if they want to lend out money, there's a tzedakah, there's a fund, and they want to create returns because they want to be able to have money to give to tzedakah. So sometimes there's a heter in certain cases that they're allowed to invest in funds which could have interest problems. L'tzirich of the tzedakah, l'tzirich mitzvah. But here it's the opposite way. Here, the tzedakah is giving out, so to speak, ribbis. The tzedakah is never allowed to give out extra. So to speak, the tzedakah is being mechavah, this osha, they're giving out ribbis. So they had a whole to do, what to do, he should go out before the psicha. I don't know exactly how they pasuk in that, but it was a story, Maaseh Shehayah. There's actually a machlekas. Yes.
The cause of this, yes. Is the issa of the ribbis or is the issa of the marasayim?
Oh, so he's asking if the issa is the ribbis or the issa is the marasayim. So the answer is that the issa is the ribbis, but the whole issa of ribbis here anyway is only a mechzik ribbis. It's only a ribbis rabbanon, because you never fix that at the time of loan. And it's Chazal that say that every present we see as being connected to the loan. So as soon as Chazal see it as connected to the loan, or people see it as connected to the loan, then now you have this Mechzika Rivis. So it's the same thing, really. So the Maris Ayin makes it Mechzika Rivis. So that makes it also for Rivis.
Who's the Meister as well? The Issa of Rivis is on a person.
There's a Chuba of Moshe, we're not going to talk about it now, that wants to say that a company, a limited company, due to its rules and regulations, and that a private person's assets are not liable to the company. So if you have a company and the company is sort of an invisible person, a made-up person, Mr. Company, then there wouldn't be an Issa of Rivis to lend from that company and pay interest to the company, because it's not a person. That's a chiddush that most poskim try not to go with, unless they use it with a tziruf, but it's a big chiddush. But generally,
what Josh is suggesting is, yeah, did this manal buy it from his own money or from the moisset's money? Was it the moisset who was buying the aliyah?
That would be a good heta. If it's not, if the moisset took the loan and someone else is buying it, that could possibly be a heta, because then it's not coming between the lender and the borrower. Yeah, very good. I know, it's unlikely that he did, but it's just suggesting that if that would be the case, it would be more water. Yeah, it's probably unlikely that he did.
Could you not say that he gave him the aliyah because he wants, if in the future, he wants to come back and get another loan? Would he give a present for the future?
No.
Yeah.
No, that would also, ribbis mukdemes, which is prior to the loan, someone who is also not allowed, when it's clear that's because of the loan. But here what I want to bring out is, even if there would be... Yeah, so one is not allowed to send money in order to create, to generate a loan.
Can you tell me about the aliyah, because you know tomorrow you're going to borrow money from him?
I don't know. What I'm saying is that before the loan, and no one knows about the loan yet, and you buy, so there's a machlokas. If there could be, it's only osa if you say explicitly that it's for the loan. Because when there's no loan actually happened, there's no loan in place, So it's all in the air. So you're buying Maliyah. So where do we see connection to the loan? So there, if you say explicitly, you know, you mentioned to make the Mishaberach, the reason that he bought it is because of the loan, then it would be a problem. But without mentioning anything, and no one knows anything, so there is no loan, how could it be Asa? A very interesting machlok is talking about Aliyas, that let's, in a regular case, someone lends his friend £100, the next morning he buys an Aliyah for £5, which looks like ribis, and they call him Yamoid, the lender, and he realizes that his borrower has bought him the Aliyah. What should he do now? So Rabbi Yashiv says that when you go up to the Aliyah, you should tell the government, or you should have in mind that you're going to pay for the Aliyah. So therefore, it never really came from the borrower. You've rectified that straight away, even though the borrower might think that he's giving it to you, but you'll pay for it. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that, no, you shouldn't go up to the Aliyah. I covered the Torah. He says, no, this is covered the Torah. Why are you not going up for the Aliyah? Because it's Asa, so you're not going up. Sure not. Shmuel Vosner says that if he's already arrived at the Bima, and then he realizes, oi, why did I get this Aliyah? It must be because I lent him money yesterday, and now he's given me this Aliyah. Then you could stay there for two reasons. He says, first of all, what?
People might think it's possible to come up.
So he says, covered Abrius. Covered Abrius, Teicha, Leisa, Seshe, Betera, when it's covered Abrius, we're more maker. So here, it's a massive bezoyon for someone when he's standing at the, about to make a bracha, to go down. He also says an interesting svara. He says the kibbud of an aliyah is not the actual aliyah. When you're mechabed someone with aliyah, what's the kibbud? The kibbud is that they call out his name and he walks up, and when he's walking up, everyone sees he gets an aliyah. By the time you've actually got to the bima and you're making a bracha, the main kibbud is over. So it's too late anyway. You're going to go down now? You might embarrass yourself, but the kibbud you've already got.
Oh. He would always take off the cost of aliyah from the loan.
So ribis, it's quite complicated, but ribis on the nasla hafzit is not allowed. Means, what happens if someone, I once had a case that someone gave someone a loan for whatever, £10,000 loan, and he was scared that the person wouldn't pay. So what he did was, is he put in a clause of interest, they has to pay him a percentage every month, but he had in mind the whole time that I'm not going to keep the ribis, I'm going to knock it off the loan, or I'm going to give it back. That's also awesome at Rabbana. Because Mechzika Ribis. Ribis Amanach, even if you take interest with in mind to return it, to give it back, that's also Asim and Rabbanon.
But this with the Aliyah, he didn't know about it beforehand. He only realized afterwards he's someone is giving him something. So fine, I'll take the fiver off the loan.
So maybe that would be the right thing to do, but it wouldn't necessarily rectify the Issa that has already been done. Within this halacha of, we're talking about Aliyahs, the Mashal says an interesting lashon. He says, this that you're not allowed to give an aliyah or kibbutz to someone who's lent you money because we say it's for the loan, and this is even if you have a relationship with this person prior to the loan, because it's in a public forum. He says a lashon, unless everyone knows that it's nothing to do with alva. So what's a case where everyone knows? So the case they say, which is a very interesting case, is let's say a child takes a loan from his father. £10,000 loan, bigger loan, whatever the loan is. And then a few months later he has a baby, and he wants to be mechabed his father with some of the costs at the bris. So they're in the midterm of a loan. To be mechabed some of the costs to everyone else because of a loan, to any rich person that lent you money, that would for sure be asa. It's a massive kibbutz. Whereas to a father, even though it's in a public forum, you do a lakoil that this has nothing to do with the loan. Because it's a general thing that someone would give some of the cost to a grandfather, to a father. Therefore, the poskim say that would be mutter. There's one more halacha that I just want to mention, and that is, even in a case where people are rogel to do things and it's mutter, let's say you have two chavrusas, and one lends the other chavrusa £10, and the next morning he comes and he makes him a coffee. So now, the chavrusa is actually giving the borrower £10 for a coffee for the £10. That is also allowed. Why? Because it's a general thing that they make coffees for each other. However, there is one halacha, and that is that the time of payment, when you give back the loan, to give him something together at the same time, there it looks more like interest. It looks more mechzik ribis. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says it's asa. And therefore, even if it would be mutter to give back, to make the chavrusa coffees, because you make him coffees every second day, you're making each other coffees. So even though you borrowed money from him, you're making him a coffee today, that would be considered a present, no, not in relationship to the loan, but to give it back together with the loan wouldn't be allowed. Thank you.
We can't thank you.